ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5. Brought to you by Zadok Jewelers, KFNC and KFNC HD2, Mont Bellevue, Houston.
They've got something new now. It's called the Press Box.
You're back in the Press Box on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Nick Sciarra.
All right, one of the books, two to go. Here's the second half of the show, or the second hour of the show, I should say, as we keep things rolling. Right before a 2:37 first pitch for your Astros and A's in the finale of the series, where the Astros could yet again win another series before they head to Arlington to continue the quest for the silver boot.
Didn't the Rangers have two no-nos against them?
How many no-nos are we going to have this year? Buster only yesterday was talking about the fact that we could have the most no-hitters since, like, ever, and maybe since the early 1900s, and it was the first. Corey Kluber threw one last night for the Yankees against the Rangers. Turnbull threw one the night before for the Tigers. First time since 1969 that there were no hitters on back-to-back days
in the MLB. That's
There's
crazy.
Already been six. The most in a season, I think, is eight. It's crazy.
Well, you know what that's going to do? It's going to reduce the embarrassment of stuff like that. It used to be a lot more embarrassing, I feel like, to get struck out, right? Now it's a little bit more common. You can still be deemed a really good player and make millions of dollars. Now, like, if it's a situation where no hitters are common, it's like, well, that just reduces the embarrassment. It just is what it is. I mean, I don't know. How do you feel about it, being a guy that played? I mean, well, that's such a big accomplishment.
Uh-huh. But does it take the luster off of the accomplishment if it happens so much more frequently?
Of course. But it's still difficult because it's still rare.
Now, let me ask you this, Nick. We knew before the season started, Major League Baseball said they had altered the ball a little bit, so it didn't jump as much.
It didn't help, though.
That doesn't come into play. No, it keeps the balls in the stadium, but that's not a factor for why no hitters are up, because you still got to put the bat on the ball. And the ball, whether it gets out of the park or not, is still going to find its way through the hole. If you hit it hard enough, we see exit velocity now all the time.
Yeah.
Hard hit balls, more times than not, will find a way to find a base hit.
Yeah. Well, not only that, don't you have guys like, doesn't Brantley have like a 90% contact rate? Like, if you have good contact.
Well, and the Astros as a whole have the best contact in the league in terms of not striking out and two strike percentage.
If you're making contact, I mean, it just changes things. But I don't know. I don't know if it becomes a situation where we're talking about it every week. Yes, certainly it's going to lose some of the luster. But if you look at it from an overall perspective, they're still few and far between for the most part.
And Todd, the show says a flyout can, instead of a home run, can help a no-no. Of course it can. But guess what? That if a guy's hitting a ball that otherwise in years past would have been a home run, that means the pitcher's not locating all that well if guys are barreling it up like that. So even on the balls that aren't hit for home runs, you would think guys are barreling it up enough that there's going to be a couple hits offensively. When there's not, and you see that there are this many no-hitters already, and you can't blame it all on the Mariners. They've given up two, but the Rangers have given up one or two. And, you know, and there was a couple in the National League where you can't point the finger and just say it's a certain team or it. That's my biggest thing is you can't place your finger on, like, why all of a sudden is the hitting taking a step back to the point where pitching has become this dominant again?
Yeah. And I don't know if MLB is going to do anything about it. I feel like there's only so many tweaks that you can do to the game. The game is going to evolve based on how these players play, too. A lot of them are playing differently. I don't know. I mean, I, as long as it doesn't take away from the game in terms of its watchability, and let's be honest, sometimes baseball is just not watchable, like particularly in a meaningless game in the middle of the season, and there's 162 games, and you're probably looking at a game that means absolutely nothing for either team. That's just, and then there's no hits, and it's just unwatchable sometimes.
Yeah.
So as long as it doesn't make it even worse, I'm okay with it.
Does it not bother you too, as you and I were looking at the schedule during the break? They're going to Arlington this weekend. It's a night game, obviously, Friday night. Saturday and Sunday are day games. They better shut the roof, because Who the hell wants to play back-to-back day games in Arlington, that hot box that you're just going to sweat your grapes off?
Yeah. I don't know if and you know how the Astros, some outfielders don't like that. That's why a lot of the Astros players were asking for the roof to be closed. I wouldn't want to either. That is a massive hot box.
Plus, it's turf, which means unlike grass, which is going to breathe and it's going to kind of distribute some of that the heat away, it's basically glorified plastic and rubber.
Yeah.
It's going to create more heat for the players.
You just don't. Hopefully they beat them.
They're not a great team, and obviously the
sweep them.
They swept them here. Now, again, let's get to this silver boot. Can we take Tyler's boots, spray paint them silver, and just make them the honorary silver boots? Because one, it should be boots, not boot, because that's what we do in Texas. We don't wear one, we wear two.
Boots.
And two, no one should wear them. They should just use them all as displays. If you think Tyler's boots were so damn sexy and hot and cool, then just put them on your bookshelf. I don't think that's the kind of look that anyone should be after.
I don't remember using the word sexy to describe Tyler Scott's boots, but I did say they were cool. I definitely did say they were cool.
I mean, you can find out whose bed have your boots been under, but leave them there. You have to put them on.
Now I've got
boot scootin' boogie if you'd like.
Now I've got a random story for you.
Please.
Now apparently there's like a music producer or a rapper by the name of MC Kevin.
Okay.
And MC Kevin just got married. And MC Kevin, I guess because he knew he was going to get married, wanted to set up a threesome either not too long before or not too long after the marriage. I believe after.
Hmm.
Well, the wife pulls up
to
the hotel where he's having this threesome. And he's so terrified of getting caught that he jumps off the balcony and dies.
What?
Yeah. MC Kevin, apparently he's Brazilian. Only 23 years old.
How many guys in Brazil are named Kevin?
Well, that's his name. His real name is like Kevin. Well, actually, it is his real name. Kevin Nascimento Bueno, but his stage name is MC Kevin.
Is he now Nascimento No Bueno because he jumped off a balcony and he's no longer with us? I'm just asking.
You said it, not me.
I mean, yes, I did.
Usually that's something I say.
This is a guy that volunteers this as the plan of attack for him and the new missus. And then
my whole deal is, don't you just get caught? Like, why are you jumping off the fifth floor from the balcony? Just get caught. And you're MC Kevin. Chances are, buddy, you're probably going to get another chick. Like, now, I don't know how prenups and divorces work in Brazil, but maybe if you signed the dotted line already and maybe you're already worried for divorce. But don't you just get caught in that dynamic? I'm not jumping off the balcony.
Now, I'm just going to stay put. If you know that he's mad as hell or she's mad as and they got a gun, now you know you pick the lesser of two evils. I can either get shot or I can take my chances of taking the flying leap. But unless you know that for sure, and by the way, there has to be other balconies to where I might be able to land on another floor and still get away. And if there's a pool, sure. If it's just concrete, no. I'm out. I'm not doing it.
Yeah, I'm not doing that. Now, I saw some rumors and stuff like tweets like – they're saying he was aiming for, like, the swimming pool and miss. I don't know if all that is true. But the fact that he was even willing to jump off of a balcony just to prevent your wife from catch you from cheating. I mean, well, look, who knows what was going through his mind.
Yeah,
I just take the L in that department. Just catch me. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Right?
I'm a little perplexed. And we've talked about this in the past, too. Like, if you're, don't get married. Because if you're like, you're getting married and you have the prerequisite, but I have a hall pass. I have at least two or three names that if they ever pop up as a possibility, I have permission to go get some.
I think you're setting
yourself up for a lot of issues.
You're talking about like your boy Karolinko, whose wife gives him like a hall pass once a year.
She's
to bang
the
whoever.
Russian Britney Spears, but she gives him a couple hall passes a year?
That means she knows he cheats and he can't help himself.
I mean, the NBA is known for that.
I mean, almost every athlete is known for that.
I mean, yeah. I mean, I told you before, there's a lot of people that you would have said, nah, never. And then you travel and go, oh, wow, them too. I don't understand the concept of hall pass. I can tell you this, my wife would never understand the concept of hall pass. That's not gonna fly.
I think they were even fighting. they're even fighting after it, because, like, I can only imagine the conversation.
Why don't you get your boy John Clay Wolf? He'll talk to you about it.
See, that guy could probably control his emotions a little bit. All he did was take a baseball bat or a stick and hit the guy with one leg upside his head. At least he controlled his emotions a little bit. John Clay Wolf didn't jump off of a balcony.
Well, would the fight have been different if the guy didn't have the fake leg?
If he didn't have the fake leg?
Would it have been a different fight?
Maybe. I don't know.
I mean, would he have been less confident to go and just take out the kickstand?
Well, see, I think... Do you think if that one-legged
guy... Why am I you today? I don't know.
Do you think if that one-legged guy got caught, because he was the one having the threesome, do you think he would be able to get away? I don't think he'd be able to get away.
He better have a scooter. I mean, I don't think he's winning any kind of race.
Oh, my God.
If there's
you jumping off a balcony,
if there's
bro?
A sprint to the truck or the keys to the truck, he ain't winning it. I've never seen John Clay Wolf. I don't have to. As long as he's got his legs, he's winning.
God, R.I.P., buddy, but I would have just stayed in the room. Sorry. I would have just stayed in the room.
Yeah.
That's just crazy to me.
To a certain degree, too, aren't you also setting yourself up by knowing going in what could go wrong?
Yeah. And wouldn't you pick like a hotel, though?
Mm-hmm.
That's
another
way on the other side of the country, or like a completely different town that's like hours away.
Or some like really, really inconspicuous, out of the way, hidden place, right?
Yeah.
I'm with you on that.
I just don't understand the decision making. But you calling it a kickstand is fantastic, by the way.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
That was hilarious.
Old Rockets G said, sweep the leg, Johnny. Could do that too. But either way, he ain't winning a race. I'm just saying. That's another. Cops brings up a good question too. Like you said, I mean, as long as there's locks on the doors, you have options.
Yeah. I don't know. But see, the thing is, if she was suspecting, she probably planned this out. Maybe she had a hotel key card. Maybe she knew somebody at the hotel. You don't know. Maybe she knew. Maybe it was an inside job. You don't even know.
Oh, it was definitely an inside job.
You don't know. You don't know how. I'm pretty sure women are smarter than us when it comes down to that kind of stuff. If they want to bust your ass cheating, they're going to bust your ass cheating.
Oh, I was going to say, don't give them too much credit. But, yeah, I mean, we can be ingenious that way,
too. Well, it's hard to do it when, okay, if you play for the Rockets and you're on the road in Sacramento, okay, yeah, it's harder to get caught. Okay. Also, you got to remember, back in the day, it was easier for athletes to cheat. Why? There was no social media and people with phones taking pictures. Yep. So you might find, I don't know, a big star athlete, and he's at the Yucatan or whatever the hell it is. And next thing you know, you're like, that's not your wife. But he didn't care. You know why? Chances are you weren't taking a picture and texting it,
no
and tweeting it, and putting up on Facebook. He didn't care.
Haters going to hate.
Just that group of people knew he was a cheater.
Yep.
And then they eventually talked. But by the time it got back to... I don't know, to the suburbs, it's probably too late. You get what I'm saying? Like, just...
I hear you on that.
I kind of miss that era. There's so much you want to say, but can't because you're afraid of someone listening.
No, not even that. Just so many different... I'm not even worried about Lisa because I don't have to worry that way. I'm talking about, like, just so many things I want to say from the standpoint of... You got locks on the doors. You got options. If you're smart enough and you think in advance, you should never be in this predicament. There's always a way.
There is?
Now, let me ask you this,
Show us
Nick.
The way.
No, I'm just saying. So if this guy making dumb decisions like this was not the first sign that he might make dumb decisions, MC Kevin? Because if you're going to go with an MC name, you know, it's like that commercial for, it's not Corona, but it's, what's the beer?
Dos Equis?
The one where they have the chick that used to be a detective in the police force, and she turns her badge in so she can be DJ Citizen Jane.
Okay.
You got to come up with if you're going to go DJ on me, you can't be DJ Kevin or Bill.
Are you talking about the Modelo commercial?
Yeah, the Modelo commercial. You can't be DJ Cindy. You got to come up with something catchy.
MC Kevin apparently had...
You're from Brazil, he said? You said he's from Brazil?
Sao Paulo, Brazil, and apparently had like so many million listens on Spotify, and he was successful. He was doing his thing.
So can't we be DJ Special K? Or come up with something catchy
I think DJ Special K Kevin. Special K would not be a good... That's the cereal. That would not be a good name, Joel.
This is like the telemarketer that calls you and goes, "Hello, Nick. I would like to talk to you right now about the fact that I'm going to save you millions on your car insurance. My name is John." Is it, though? If I can't think that you're being honest about your name, how do I know you're going to be honest about this car deal, this insurance deal? Just saying. MC Kevin?
I'm just more upset with his decision making. Just take the L and get caught, buddy. That's all.
How about MC Kevchita?
Oh. Now they're just no. What would you MC what?
Special K.
Special K is not a good name.
No?
No, I award you no points on that
MC Kickstand.
Okay.
Just bring it in full circle. We'll continue with hour number two. Yeah, see, Tony Stark said Joel would be DJ Pac-Man. Maybe. DJ Blank Man, sure. See, that's what I'm saying. Not Kevin. Hey, Nick. Let's go downtown this weekend. I heard DJ Kevin's performing. Well, not anymore because he's jumping off of balconies. All right, we'll be back with more. Press Box ESPN. Don't believe me, just
watch. ESPN 97.5.
I assumed you knew...
You're listening to The Press Box on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Nick Sciarra.
You see, someone said MC Kevin has Kevin from The Office. This is why Kevin was the wrong name. MC K-Zone. MC Jumpman.
MC Jumpman is a bad name because he doesn't know how to jump.
How do you know? He knows how to jump. He doesn't know how to land.
Because he failed.
He knows how to jump. He doesn't know how to land. There's a difference.
Well.
You can have the right kicks to get up in the air. You just got to have the right support to land. Stick the landing, Nick.
Maybe the one-legged dude could stick the landing.
See? Now you did it. Okay, how about MC Jarts? Because Jarts can land with just one. Never mind.
We're going too far now.
Yes.
So let's indeed. Make fun of somebody else, like this 277-pound fat kid who has a rich father and bought a soccer team, so now he gets to be in a uniform just because his father bought the team.
Unbelievable. I mean, but if Tillman buys the team and he gives his son's jobs and
I don't know what his
old
son
boy with
like.
The Astros, Jim Crane did the same thing. I mean, it's one what? Oh my God, dude, the uniform is like painted on this kid. So there's a Chinese businessman. I'm not making it up. I'm just reading the story.
Zibo Kuju is the name of the team? His name of the businessman.
Yes, the Chinese businessman.
I mean, I'm asking you. You're
no,
the one.
The Chinese businessman named, Nick, read it again.
Zibo Kuju.
Correct. I'm going to go with that. I'm gonna agree with your pronunciation.
Okay.
Bought a football team in the second tier of the Chinese soccer league. Then he told the coach that he had to play his portly son... producing just ridiculous pictures. The 35-year-old businessman has also been inserting himself into matches. He's even given himself the number 10 shirt, which is traditionally given to the team's best or most creative player.
He is not the best player at
all. But he's creative because he found a way to find his fat ass and his kid's fat ass on the field without having to be good.
There's a play where he's being passed the ball. And he immediately passes it back, and it's just, like, way off in terms of aim. Like, why are you on the field? Then they have, like, this little clip of him, like, kicking it from the corner. Like, aren't corner kicks, like, really, really difficult? They were when I was attempting them. Like, and then, do you think there had to be a special size uniform made for this dude? I don't think anybody
has
a belly.
Because it looks like sausage casing the way it's fitting him. It looks like someone found a smedium and a crowbar and some Vaseline and got it all over this kid.
The story I read on Barstool says, "Step aside, Zion. We got ourselves a new fat sports star."
Man. This dude, and it's twofold, right? It's the kid who doesn't look like he has anywhere near the cardio and conditioning to play the sport.
He doesn't want to run.
Or the dad who bought the team, who gives himself the best number and then just inserts himself into games.
You're right about that shirt, though.
Dude, that thing is...
He looks like the Michelin Man.
It's snuggly.
He looks like the Michelin. It looks like there's just rolls across his body.
More rolls than Pillsbury, Chief.
God, that's a disaster.
Yeah, not a good look.
So who approached? Did the son? Like, do you think the owner was dumb enough to ask the team to do this? Or do you think the son was like a spoiled brat and said, "Daddy, daddy, daddy, please. I know I'm fat and 35 and 277 pounds, but I really want to play for this professional soccer team." Like, how do you think this discussion went down?
I would say, have you ever seen on the internet a position called defensive line? I think that it's a combination. I think that the parents always want to please their kids. They always want to take care of their kids. And I could see the kid saying to the dad, if he truly was a soccer fan, "Man, Dad, my dream has always been to play soccer. Is there any way?" And Dad gets creative and goes, "Yeah, and you know what? This team looks like it makes some money, too. I could buy this team, and we could both play." I'm not saying it's the smart decision, but I think that's how it probably went down.
That's insane. And at what point do you, because isn't he 35? At what point do you realize that this
is... Does he look 35?
I can't tell from the tweet, the video that I see. It's like a far shot. I don't have like a close-up. Not that I want a close-up. But he's 35. How long was this dream of his?
Probably for the last 15 years or so, 20 years or so. When I'm looking at these highlights too, I mean, and the dad at least... I think the kid 35?
Yeah, he's 35. He's 35 years old, and daddy let him play on the field.
No, the owner, the guy who bought the team, is 35.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah. It says not only that, but the businessman, 35-year-old, has also been inserting himself into the matches. So now I want to know how old the kid is. What, Nick, how is it 277, the 126 kilograms?
That's what I see, yeah, in front of me.
Okay, so I see 126 kilograms. If you looked it up or know that it's 277 pounds. So the dad is 35. I would bet the kid's probably 20. Or...
I mean, that would make sense.
18 to 20.
I would imagine he has to be at least an adult if he wants to play, right? Well, unless you own the team, I guess the age doesn't matter.
Yeah, that doesn't matter, right? Then everything's out the window. Except the kid, he can't fit. Otherwise, he'd be DJ Kevin. Well, that's a balcony, not a window. Yeah, that's ridiculous. I mean, you see it on the business side. Like when the Buss family has the Lakers and suddenly Jeannie's running business and Johnny's in basketball ops. That's one thing. But like the closest thing was when Sean Respert was working player development for the Grizzlies, this young guy bought into the Memphis Grizzlies and was a self-proclaimed pickup basketball star. So he used to go down and try and practice with the team. And then Sean, after practice, as player development guy, used to have to put him through drills and work him out and get him into game. I could see him wanting that opportunity. I just don't think any team in the States is going to go. Any of the big three leagues is going to go. They're going to kibosh that.
Yeah. I mean, sometimes you can fake it till you make it, buddy. And sometimes you can't. All right. And one very obvious way that you're not going to fake it till you make it is your athleticism. All right. An NBA team has gone through enough recruits and scouting trips and everything else to tell you have what it takes. But apparently that soccer team is terrible anyway. I don't care. I don't care that team was if it's bad.
Well, it just got worse.
You're fat.
As bad as they were, it can't get better with those two guys playing for you.
You're not an athlete by any stretch of the imagination. You probably went back and had a meal bigger than you were supposed to. You probably had a meal before the game. I mean, I'd be hurt. I'd be worried about getting injured if I was that big playing among...
Are you taking...
Professional soccer players.
And are you taking that number if you know something like that?
If I'm that vain and that conceited, yeah. Me, no.
Or that rich.
Well, first of all, if you're even thinking about playing on the team, you're already kind of vain and conceited to begin with. You get what I'm saying? Like, the
True.
Fact that you're putting yourself...
Yeah.
It's like that dude... Remember the wrestler that got killed and they made a Netflix series and the guy who had this ranch and he got his two brothers to wrestle because they really wanted to do well, and then he just created this own wrestling tournament so he could play, and then he won. Like, they let him win. Like, that's how vain he was.
That's the other thing. Sean admitted the same thing. At a certain point, like, if they're playing pickup ball... You feel obligated that you have to kind of let them win.
Oh,
that's not fair. That's not competitive.
That's not competition at all.
No. Now, for the rest of the show, Nick, we can do this. Because Todd, the show, is in the pickup line again with his kids.
We didn't say anything that bad, did we?
Not yet. But I'm going to let people chime in on what we should talk about next when we get to our next non-sports story. Do you want to talk about the South Carolina guy that threw a bucket of pee on his girlfriend in an argument? Do you want to talk about the TikTok chick who started farting so badly that they had to clear out an entire place? Or do you want to talk about the Russian woman who killed her husband with her butt? We got options. You tell us what your answers are. It's multiple choice. All right, 90 in the books, 90 still to go. Second half of the show comes up next, right here on ESPN.
Well, hello.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Disappointed by your HR and payroll technology? Maybe you need to outsource your administration. Go to HRP.net to learn more. Listening to The Press Box on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Nick Sciarra.
Someone asked the question, would Mike Fiers ever pitch against the Astros? The answer in my mind is no, although I did see him in the dugout last night for the first time, and he had a mask on and eventually took it down. Don't let them know where you're sitting in that dugout, bro. There's people that have bad intentions.
I don't think they can do anything. What is the fans going to do to Mike Fiers?
I'm talking about the other players and stuff. Like, I told you this in my college days when we played against – I was pitching against a guy from a different school, and we were both our top pitcher. So at the last minute, our coaches decided – which I hated. Our coaches decided we'll pitch – I'll pitch the first game, and that guy for them will pitch the second game so that each one of us could have a chance to continue being successful.
Makes sense.
I didn't like it because I wanted to go up against the guy. But the guy was a talker. So I pitched the first game, and he sat behind the backstop the whole game instead of in the dugout, just running his mouth to all of our teammates, to me on the mound, to everything. And it just was infuriating everybody on our team. So our captain's our second baseman. So when he's pitching, he has to sit in the dugout. And he's sitting in the same spot every inning when he's not pitching. Well, our second baseman, we're on the bench getting ready to go back out on the field, and our second baseman grabs our first baseman and says, hey, when you're throwing me my grounders in between innings, throw them more towards right field. And he's like, what are you talking about? He's like, don't ask questions. Just, even if they hit the grass, don't throw them to me at second. Throw them to me so that I got to kind of range towards right field, towards the right field line.
Right.
He's like, okay. Strategically, he asked him to do that because when he fielded it where he fielded it, it looked like he was throwing to first base. He had a direct angle to where that pitcher was sitting in the dugout. Nick, he drilled him with a laser.
He could have killed him.
Right between the boobies. Drilled him right in the sternum. Both benches cleared. It was a melee, and we were like, that was genius.
That was genius because it doesn't. Now he could say it wasn't intentional. I'm pretty sure he still got in trouble.
Not from our team.
Really?
Yeah, he never even got suspended by the conference.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, it was absolutely
because
was
it looked real.
Because he could. He actually, and he was a shyster. He was able to like fool you. He was like a used car salesman. He could tell you directly to your face, looking you in the eye, going, I was just throwing it to first. It got away from me, but there's no way in heck that I would ever do something like that.
Yeah, because they could say, you could have killed him. See, I threw a basketball at somebody in the stands, but I got caught. I couldn't. There was no way that I could not make it obvious. So
this was like genius. We all said afterwards, because there was like the one the off-campus house where all the baseball team hung out, and we're all just sitting around going, I don't know how you came up with that.
But that was.
But like,
yeah, probably didn't know. He probably was standing. He's like, you know what?
Built an alibi and everything.
I've got an angle and everything.
Straight drilled him too.
That's fantastic.
And we were all laughing, and that's what. And then their whole bench came out, and I was already done. I didn't care. So yeah, there's definitely situations like that. By the way, someone said DJ Special K has been taken by someone on KRBE here locally.
I don't know who that is.
I don't. I mean, I know KRBE used to have Sam Malone's show, and it used to be the Top 40 station.
I remember that.
And they say it's I know Rula from Rula and Ryan.
I know her. Not personally, but I know who you're talking about.
Yeah.
So, DJ Special K. What does he do? He just DJs over there on 104, I'm assuming?
I couldn't tell you if you gave me multiple choice.
Well, look, Special K is the, isn't that the like off-brand for cereal?
No, it's not an off-brand. It's a main brand. That's right. Like the healthy version of Frosted Flakes.
Yeah.
Yeah. From Kellogg's.
From
Special
Kellogg's.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you got to spice that up or it's not going to be very good. You either got to sprinkle sugar on it and throw some strawberries in there.
You do, because it's a pretty plain ass cereal.
Yeah.
But pretty sugar bad. These days is something I'm trying to stay away from because I'm working on my figure. You know what I mean?
I heard you did a little running the other night.
I did. My knees felt like Yordan Alvarez's, but yeah.
Pre-surgery, right?
After only a mile and a half running, which is pretty just pretty bad. I mean, the fact that I'm
but you're just getting
at the age that I am and I'm struggling to do a mile and a half is a pretty, it's a damn shame. It's a damn shame.
Pretty
bad.
Pretty not bad.
Bad. But now I've been running, man. I don't feel like I'm getting healthier, but I'm running.
Now how frequently do you plan on doing this?
I don't know until I get bored. I've only done it twice, so I've done it twice this week.
There's nothing wrong with that. I was back in the gym today lifting weights.
But I do want to do that thing where I don't have to jog a long time. Apparently, you can just sprint, then jog, then sprint.
Raheel told you about that, yeah.
That's right. You and Raheel both told me about it.
And I've done it. It's Raheel's program is he says you only have to do 6 to 10, but you go to a track.
6 to 10 minutes?
6 to 10 laps.
Okay.
So you sprint the straightaway.
And then
you walk the turn. You sprint the straightaway. You walk the turn. He says you do that 6 times to start out with and a maximum of 10 times. You'll burn more calories and build up your cardio better than if you were just straight running. That's he's told me that multiple times.
He's just convinced of this.
Lisa's told me as well that she has a name for it too, but if you do like sprint training or that kind of stuff as opposed to just like distance running, like the mile and a half to 3 to 4 miles, that it does more for you.
It's just crazy what the body does when you get older. Because I remember when I was younger, like, you couldn't take me out of a basketball game. I would be very angry if you took me out. I would throw a fit. I would be that kid. But now,
I'm playing in 5 city league games a week. Everyone on my squad, including the ex-NBAers, knew I ain't coming out.
Yeah, I don't want to come out.
Don't want to come out.
Even when I was playing indoor soccer, and I'm significantly worse at soccer than I am at basketball, didn't want to come out. It's just I've always believed in running, going back and forth, running, just trying to make sure you're never tired. I feel like the worst defense you can play is when you're tired.
Well, yeah, or when you don't care, because we've seen a lot of James Harden wasn't tired. He just didn't care.
Sometimes he was fat.
Someone said it's HIIT training. That is the speed training.
I might do that.
I could ask Leisha. She tells me.
I didn't do that the past 2 times. I just ran straight and I didn't stop. I didn't walk. I didn't jog. I just jogged the entire time. So I might do that.
High intensity interval training. Yeah, Lisa always talks about interval training. There you go. High intensity interval training.
That's why it's called HIIT. That makes sense.
Yeah, and you can look that up. I guess there's programs that you can look up online too for like if you don't want. Lisa does it on the treadmill, and she's like running to her is like a piece of cake, but she does it where she sprints like a lap and a half, 2 laps at like some ungodly level on the tread, and then brings it down to like a jog, and then cranks it back up, and then brings it back. And I'm like, nah, I'm not about that life.
No.
And you know what else? The other life, I was in the gym this morning. The other life I'm not about, and I don't care what you look like at this point, because we've talked about in the past, like, I don't care if you're a big guy and you want everybody to pay attention. No one ever said, throw the weights on your last set down and get as much noise made as possible so that everybody draws attention, looks at you.
I hate that guy. But sometimes they want you to know they look, apparently the fact that their biceps are bigger than the rest of their body, that's not enough attention. Like I can tell you work out. Your t-shirt size is a small and your arms are the size of Joel's head. Like I can see that.
So you hate that guy. Who do you hate worse? Because here's the other guy that I hate. The guy that walks up and grabs the machine next to you with his water bottle, instead of just putting it down when he gets on the equipment, he spikes it.
Yep.
And I watched this guy do it at 4 or 5 different machines. He walked up. He's got his headphones on, so he acts like he can't hear you, right, anywhere or anything like that. Gets himself a sip of water, puts the cap on, boom, throws it down on the ground as hard as he can. Like, yeah. What? Why?
There's some weirdos at the gym, though. I don't know if it's the steroids or the creatine. Well, is creatine
and
even
the ironic
thing?
This kid, 6'2", 6'3", probably weighs $125, and he's spiking water bottles. Why?
I don't get it. I don't understand why you need – and it's clearly done for attention. Clearly done for attention.
Do I want to see you do pulley flies with 5 pounds on each arm and then spike your water bottle?
No.
I understand 350-pound dude is going to take the 100-pound dumbbells and throw them down on the mat as hard as he can so that people appreciate he's doing 100-pound dumbbells. That's just part of what they do, and you're right. And they're bigger guys. String bean, I don't care if you spike your water or not.
Yeah, it doesn't really affect me. That doesn't change my life. But there's a bunch of weirdos. I told you, like, the one time, like, if we were going to bring up one-legged dudes, that was a one time. Like, the meanest guy I've ever met at the gym was a one-legged dude. I told you that. Like, he was rushing me off the machine. He's like, how many sets you got left? I told him 3. And then after I did my first set, he's like, how many sets you have left? I'm like, well, bitch, that means 2 more. Do you know what, Matt? Like, do you see what I'm doing here? But he was aggressive. Jeez. And the last thing I needed was to get my ass kicked by a one-legged dude. It's enough that John Clay Wolf had to deal with that with his wife. That's unfortunate. Jeez.
Mm-hmm.
God, that's unfortunate.
Yeah.
And it's funny, but I would pay for a pay-per-view. Like, to see someone chase after a one-legged dude because he was sleeping with his wife. Now, I would pay for that pay-per-view. That's bigger than any Jake Paul, Floyd Mayweather, Triller, any whack-ass entertainment fight that you want to think of. I would pay money for that.
Would you pay more for that or watching Juggalo Trey annihilate Dr. Dre in a freestyle battle one more time?
Now, I'm open to this discussion, but the last time it didn't go so well for Dre,
Trey buried him. Trey absolutely buried him. And Dre tried to cheat. He tried to, like, pre-write his lyrics, and then he thought it was going to be timed, and there was only going to be 2 different times they had to do it. And then when Barry said, or one of us said, all right, let's break the tie. Let's do at least 1 more. And then Dre actually started, like, reading out of a dictionary while Trey was actually making some rhymes happen. It was like, I mean, he absolutely wasted him. And then Dre was like, you guys said it was only going to be 2, and then it was 3, and that's not fair. No, not fair is losing to Juggalo Trey. That's embarrassing.
Listen, Juggalo Trey is talented and ready and a lot more prepared than you think. He doesn't show that he's prepped. He doesn't have notes in front of him. He doesn't have stats in front of him like Charlie Polillo. But he's actually a lot more prepped than you think.
Oh, no doubt. No doubt.
You think he's not prepped? He's prepped. Don't get it twisted.
Prepped like Dre at the drive-thru on a Friday night. Okay, so we've got lots to get to. Astros are just getting going against the A's.
I got
to
put that on the screen, don't I?
Yeah, you got that going during the day. It's hard for me to say take off the golf, but take off the golf.
Would you rather keep the golf than the Astros?
No, I want to see
the Astros. You don't want to say it on the air.
I
want to
see the Astros. Keegan Bradley is in a group of 5 guys at -3, if you care about the PGA, along with Victor Hovland, Brooks Koepka, who always shows up for the majors. Wise and Grace are right behind them. But that's all you need to know about the golf. We need to watch the Astros. We'll give you updates. And in honor of our good friend Cowboy Troy, we want to make sure that you get the updates from us, not the others on the other stations, because we're more fun and entertaining.
What was that guy's name again?
Cowboy Troy.
Cowboy Troy?
Yeah.
Oh, never mind.
Yeah.
I was thinking of somebody else.
DJ Kev? No? All right. We got more to do. Hour number 2, and then, of course, hour number 3 as we take you all the way till 4. That means the Blitz will be teeing it up and driving for show, putting for dough from 3 to 4.
Clarence is asking Dre on 290 if he got 8 mild.
He got way more than that. Okay, we'll be back with more. It's Press Box ESPN.
This is Heisman Trophy winner and College Football Hall of Fame, Mike Rozier, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to The Press Box on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Nick Sciarra.
Like, this should even be a big deal, but in news of the day, Tim Tebow signed a 1-year deal with the Jacksonville Jaguars today. And not only that, Nick, but the headline on ESPN reads, Tebow signs deal with Jags as tight end, Where's number 85? Who cares?
What's the significance?
Because you wore 15 in Florida, and you can wear, you know what? You can wear any number you want in the NFL now based on how they did the new numbers thing. He's got to make the team first.
What do you think his first quote's going to be? And I'm very, very excited.
Nope.
I'm very, very excited.
Nope. I can tell you exactly what it's going to be. Like to thank my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Then he might get into that.
I just hope that if he does start being around the team and Urban Meyer a lot, that ESPN would do away with the shirtless B-roll and the footage. And I don't need to see his pecs. They could not stop playing B-roll of Tim Tebow in practice shirtless. They just could not stop. I didn't get it. I don't understand why they got to do that.
You know that he also is... what's the...
A's got a leadoff home run, them sons of...
The A's did?
I think. That's what someone in the Twitch said. I hope you're wrong, Twitcher.
He's a keto guy, too.
Is he really?
Yeah, he's all about that keto diet. Tebow.
Well,
everything that comes out of his mouth, people are dialed into.
I believe he's very disciplined about like his health regimen and his body. I believe that part. Don't get it twisted. Like, I do think he has the work ethic. I do think he's going to try. I think he's going to work out. He'll be at every practice. I get that. But is he going to pan out? Now, it may even be a situation where he doesn't get that many reps at that position. They may not even need to give him that many reps. My issue is the sideshow that he's going to create. Because Urban Meyer made the decision to bring him on.
Because Trevor Lawrence is your franchise quarterback. Trevor Lawrence has enough to worry about with learning to read NFL coverages and the speed of play and all the other things he's got to adjust to. Last thing he needs to be worried about is the distractions. And then inevitably the questions are coming. If he doesn't come out of the gates quickly and start playing well from the get-go, people are going to start asking Urban Meyer and even Trevor Lawrence. Do you think there's a time when Tebow plays quarterback?
Yeah, that's the last thing. And the thing is that's going to be spurred by the media. Like, it might be a situation where he doesn't do well, and he's not even thinking about Tim Tebow, but someone's inevitably going to raise that question, and then he's going to start thinking about it. And the last thing you want to think is that you're going to be replaced or potentially benched by a guy that hasn't been in the league for how many years now? I want to say what? It's been at least four seasons,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, because he was
five
doing
seasons?
The Mets baseball thing in their minor league system, and he was the SEC network, so yeah.
Well, he'll be back in everybody's fantasy leagues, and he'll be drafted like, watch, you'll find like a league where 30% of them drafted him like as their first or second pick. Watch. I guarantee you. It's inevitable. The delusional fan base that Tim Tebow has is just unreal. It is unreal.
Yeah, I mean.
They are without a doubt one of the most delusional fan bases ever.
Mark Canha hit a leadoff home run for the A's. So, Astros down early, 1-0. If you want those updates, there they are. And someone said, how did Jesus Easterby miss the opportunity to sign Tim Tebow? It's actually a fair question. If there was a guy other than Urban Meyer that would want Tim Tebow, you would think it would be one fish, two fish.
You would think.
Right?
Yeah, Easterby would probably, yeah.
Now, Caltha, if he can play a mean game of Mortal Kombat, I might ask him to be on our team anyway. Can he just
have a little tear in my eye?
Do you think if he comes to town to play us that like he could spend some time in my office just
now,
to play?
Now, he seems like a guy that would buy a team and then force the coach to play him.
At what?
I don't know. He would be that dumb. I mean, if he's willing to play video games like that, right? What's to say that he wouldn't buy a team and say, hey, coach, play me?
I think he liked it better when he could just hide in the background and no one was asking what he did or where he sits in the office or anything like that. Now that he's front and center because
he probably doesn't
daddy
like
died,
it.
I don't think he likes the exposure at all.
Well, he doesn't really react well to it, that's for sure.
No.
We're going to build a wall.
I want to build a wall, and then I want Deshaun to bring lefties, and then I want to be lefty alone so I could play video games. That's what I think while we're building championships. And Nick is a smart man. I leave it all in Nick's hands. Unless his hands are on the controller next to me, and then I want him to suck.
Nick is intelligent.
Yes. Intelligent, Nick. You are intelligent. Oh, Cathario.
No, he was talking about me.
I have a hard time saying that name. Cathario.
He was definitely talking about me. You can't see the confusion. Cathario, Sharara. You can't see how that sounds alike. You don't see the...
If you can... Someone said, name a Heisman Trophy winner less successful in the NFL than Tim Tebow. Well, I mean, Q said Johnny Manziel, and I said Danny Werfel.
Yeah, I think there's better Heisman, but there's got to be.
With worse results? Yeah.
No, with worse results or better results?
Name another Heisman Trophy winner that had less success in the NFL than Tebow. Tebow, you guys forget, won a playoff game with Denver against Pittsburgh.
Yeah, he did. He did. And he can always say that. No one can ever take that away from him. That's for sure.
Did Johnny Manziel do that? No. Did Danny Werfel do that? No. So there's always going to be, I mean, for as much as Ryan Leaf didn't win the Heisman. I mean, so that's what, when you talk about a Heisman Trophy winner that made the NFL, and some people are saying Vince Young, but Vince Young's first year, he was Rookie of the Year. So he wasn't that bad.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of someone.
Eric Crouch is a good one, if he won it. Did Eric Crouch win the Heisman? I got to look that up.
I have to look that up.
That one I don't recall. I know Eric Crouch was bad. What about Tim Couch? Heisman Trophy winners is what we need.
Eric Crouch did win the Heisman in 2001 at Nebraska.
Okay.
Pat Sullivan, 71. They're talking about, I have a list of the least deserving Heisman winners. John David Crow, Gary Babon.
John David Crow's an Aggie.
Gary Babon, Pat Sullivan, Archie Griffin. This is just according to a quick search that's saying they're the least deserving Heisman winner. So I don't know if they went to the NFL and sucked. So I don't think those are good examples.
No, I think that...
Those are bad examples, actually.
USA Today, complete list of Heisman Trophy winners year by year. Man, I don't know if you... Ron Dane? No, because he had a decent career. By the way, did you see Derrick Henry squatting yesterday?
No, what'd he do? I don't watch dudes squat.
No, it was on... they had it on ESPN, but evidently his trainer put it on social media. I want to say it was like 600 to 700 pounds squatting.
Is that even necessary? Well, you know what?
He's a running back.
I can't question that right now considering what he's been able to do as a running back. So you know what? If that's what makes him go, by all means, keep doing it because we all know you are the offense on that team.
Yeah.
There's no question about it.
Danny Werfel.
That was in 70 or...
Danny Werfel won it in 96. He's probably the worst so far. Some of these guys I don't think ever made an NFL team. I don't know if Gino Toretta did. I don't know if Jason White ever made an NFL roster. Ty Detmer won some games. Unfortunately, like Andre Ware, and this is how bad it is. The USA Today list, and Andre Ware was with the Lions and he played.
Yeah.
They list the 1989 Heisman Trophy winner on USA Today's list as Andre Ward from Houston. That's not right, guys.
That's incorrect.
Andre Ward.
That's the boxer.
Falcons are shopping Julio Jones. It's official. You want him? Packers do. I hope.
I don't want them because I know the Texans are going to suck. So, like, if you say I want them as in on this Texans roster?
Yeah, or if it's your favorite team and it's not the Texans, do you want them?
You don't do Julio Jones like that. After the career he's had, you don't do him like that and send him to Houston.
I think he did them, though. Last year, I think he quit on them.
So, yeah, do him like that?
So, I think they're
trade him wherever.
Yeah, go somewhere else. And at the same time, we're not dealing with that again. We got young talent that we're trying to develop here. All right, we've got two of the books. We got 1 hour still to go on the show. So before we get to that, I want to tell you about the good people at Apollo Men's Health. I've been telling you a lot about Apollo Men's Health because they make a difference in people's lives. You're looking to try and get energy back. You want to have all that kind of get up and go that you feel got up and went that you used to have when it was, whether you're at work and from the boardroom to the bedroom to the weight room. You want to feel like you once did and you kind of feel like there's no way that it's impossible to ever feel that way again. Well, thanks to Dr. O and his staff, it's not impossible. It's probable. And it all starts with your first visit. If you set up your first appointment, you're going to find out that most major insurance is accepted. Military personnel and other first responders get discounts. Most major insurance accepted. And they're going to set up this meeting and they're going to ask you tough questions. But if you give them honest answers, both men and women are going to find results, from hormone therapy to HGH peptide therapy so you recover quicker from your workouts, to a full body composition analysis. They can tell you what you need to do, and as long as you follow their plan and regimen, you're going to see results and you're going to feel better than you've ever felt. Mention my name in ESPN Radio. You're going to get a free B12 shot on your initial visit. Let the process go from there. Trust me when I tell you, they're going to take care of you every step of the way, and they're going to get you results. Call them, 832-664-9966, or go to their website, apollomh.com. I'm telling you, the start to a better life is at Apollo Men's Health, and all it takes is that first visit. Set it up today. Good people doing great things. Apollo Men's Health.
ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5. Real fun sports.